Oh, to have your name on a building. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Congressman Charles Rangel is in trouble with the House Ethics Committee, and based on the charges in the committee report, it's not going to be pretty. And why, we wonder. Why again and again do good people, smart people, get in trouble like this? We wonder what temptation could be so irresistible. And in the case of Charlie Rangel, it appears to have been getting his name on a building. He had attended the dedication of the Clinton Presidential Center and decided that he ought to set up something like it. So he proposed that the City University of New York set up the Charles B. Rangel Center, which would cost $30 million and include, quote, a well-furnished office for Congressman Rangel. He requested a congressional earmark of $6 million to start construction, but he only got part of what he asked for. So he began sending out letters on congressional letterhead to over 100 charitable trusts, many linked with public companies. The problem is that as the chair of the Ways and Means Committee, he had direct influence on the tax policies affecting those trusts and those companies. At one point, he suggested the university contact a company called AIG and ask for $10 million. AIG was actively lobbying on tax policy at the time. It was all in a good cause. The Rangel Center would be dedicated to teaching public service. Rangel denies doing anything wrong. But I imagine one of the courses at the Rangel Center would have to be titled Communicating with Constituents, How to Make It Absolutely Clear to the Lobbyist from AIG that its $10 million donation will have absolutely no effect on tax policy decisions. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.